The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine. So excited
and
to talk to you.
Hello, friends. We're here doing Bravo. Sorry for the delay. So it's kind of going to be a little bit of last week, a little bit of this week, because we watched Potomac last night.
A little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll.
You know, a little bit of everything you want. I hope that everyone is having great preparations for the Turkey Day. And we wanted to talk first about the big breakup.
Give me a break.
Raven and SK.
Give me a break. Okay.
Okay.
So what a little bastard.
This is why TikTok is fucking the devil and a blessing. This chick put up on TikTok like this whole history of like her and SK pretty much together, and then it looks like they broke up. Justine posted a post. I loved it. Everybody thought we were breaking up.
I know. I was like, thank God people
are we giving on the verge of breakup energy, give, people?
But we would give happening? We would not put out some
joint
thing written out like that, like we're
we would just,
Emmys,
if we ever
to
ended
close.
The podcast, guys, we would just head off into the sunset. You would never hear from us.
Just
again.
Never
we
hear
not, like we would not post anything. We'd just be gone.
It's not happening. I'm never letting Geneva out of my grips. Yeah,
we're always gonna have stupid shit to talk about. But okay, so the thing that tripped me out, and then I saw somebody explain it, and I was like, oh, that's smart. So they say something like, due to legal proceedings, we can't talk about it or whatever. So supposedly the rumor is, you know, when you go on Love is Blind, you have to say that you're single and like that's part of your contract. And so if he was in a relationship then, which is what the TikTok chick is claiming,
right,
then that's a breach of contract. So he could get sued. So I think that's the legal.
Why would he doesn't seem like the type. Why would he go on a show? He's not has anything to promote. He's going to school. He's living a quiet
so
life.
Weird.
Why the hell would he do this to himself? And
I don't know.
Mom?
The only thing I can think of was like, maybe she thought it was more than he thought it was. And like, he thought it was casual and like, whatever. So like, he was single and she thought they were together or something, you know, like a missed.
Yeah. Maybe he's a
whatever.
A
he's
jerk.
A pig. Yeah.
And right. And he's playing and he's just playing the field. Right. That's probably what it is, because he's got us so fooled. He seems like such a nice guy, but yeah, obviously he's not. And he's quiet. So you never know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense. He was thinking about her when he was when he didn't propose.
Yeah.
It was all a scam. And so, right. So they were dating. Then he probably thought he'd get away with it he'd let it go on as long as he possibly could, probably while the show, because a year and a half has gone by since these people have gotten married, which I do not like about this. I wish they would show it right away.
Oh, I kind of like it, because I feel like now we have a sense of like who the real couples are. You know what I mean? Like,
then the reunion should represent the year and a half wait. I don't care. Yeah. Then what's the reunion mean to us if it's already
right,
a year
right.
and a half down the
like
road?
They should have filmed it like yesterday or whatever.
I mean, both is good, but how embarrassing for Raven. She goes back to him.
She'll
and then
right.
he and yeah. I, she is. I have never. I love Raven more than anyone in the
Me
whole
too.
Planet.
I've never
right
flipped.
Now.
I've never flipped more on a person. And SK, we were like, oh, you know, like I guess the one thing I'll take solace in, like not to be overjoyed over a failed relationship, but like I didn't think they were gonna make it, and I felt like at the reunion, I was like, oh, maybe I was totally wrong, but I was right. Not for the reason I thought, but
how could he do this to his mother? I want my kids to, when they're gonna go dip their dick with their little penises outside the company ink, to think, what would my, because I will cuss them the fuck out for treating a woman like that.
Are you kidding?
How dare they, and publicly do that to her and to me when I put myself out there, put that little hat on her to go get married,
right,
pat her on the butt and say, go get him, tiger, and then you embarrass us like this. What am I supposed to say to my coworkers? My kid is a jerk off.
I just feel like deeply like to cheat on somebody or to like to do this kind of shit with people's emotions is one of the grossest things you could do to a person, like outside of violence or something. It just shows you about your character.
Right.
Like if he's, when you choose to cheat on somebody, you're making a conscious decision to fuck them over, knowing that when they find out, it will ruin them. And that's such a fucked up thing to do to another human being. I've just never understood.
Take her back.
So just break up. Like, why?
Let her
like,
go at the wedding after you embarrassed her.
Why go on the show? Why put yourself in this position if you're a fucking dog? Then be a dog out in these streets and do whatever the fuck you want. Don't act like you're ready for love. You're not.
On Netflix? Ridiculous. You want to be worldwide scandal like this?
Right.
And it shows.
Bad look.
Cole
and that chick is trashy
and
as fuck.
Bartiz,
she looks like
yeah, yeah.
White
Cole
trash.
And Bartiz.
Yeah.
Are out there. Everybody wants to dog them. But you know what? At least they were outspoken and they did, you know, they played the game and they said no and it hurt. But it's better than dragging someone along and wasting another year of her life with those young eggs inside of her.
Ridiculous.
I hope Raven gets 100 gazillion million Pilates subscriptions and just
makes
a ton of money.
Yeah,
I wish
she's gonna be
Pilates
cool.
over the internet with Raven.
Yeah, why not?
Looks great. She's got the hottest body. It's the best advertisement.
Pilates bodies are always fire. Like if you're like a Pilates addict, like she is, nobody's body looks better to me than Pilates.
Right.
You're lean and like strong and like it's just you could tell it makes you very fit.
God, I'm so tricked by him.
I know.
He's not allowed to babysit my kids anymore. I think I said I would let him. He's not allowed to anymore. He would have hookers over. How can he have such a nice mom and he's out doing that?
I know.
And then you're having sex with her, having sex with Raven, putting everybody's health at risk unless they're using condoms. That's what pissed me off the most about getting cheated on. I trusted someone. And they could have freaking given me something super serious that could change my life forever.
That's what
I could
saying.
Have HPV
like,
and cervical cancer. You're giving them cancer.
Yeah.
That HPV is like a direct line to cancer town.
Yeah.
And that shit's rampant.
Disgusting. I just like the people who make decisions like that. Yeah. He's canceled, in my opinion.
It just sucks.
It does.
Oh, okay. So I have some other Love is Blind. Cole, I watched a little bit of his Instagram. He says the best concert that he's ever been to is the Jonas Brothers. Now that's there's a lot about him.
Yeah, but he was like a really big Jonas Brothers fan. I think like one of the first episodes he was saying, like, if you're not a Jonas Brothers fan, I don't know if I can or something.
I do love the Jonas Brothers. I've really turned a corner with them. And they have a Christmas song out that's playing on Sirius Radio. It's adorable and the cutest song on the planet. A real bop, as the kids say. Colleen and what's his name? God, Matt. I think everyone's a little crazy about him. I think Geneva was more on the right side. They're still together.
They are.
Don't live together. They want to take it slow. If he was such a maniac, he does show a little bit of, you know, he was a little crazy, but maybe it was just being in that show and whatever. There would be something that would have made her flee the nest. And they're young. That's the right thing to do, is not hop in and get married and live together and combine everything. So that is a healthy
Matt's
step.
Issue is that he's damaged and he needs therapy. Like he got fucked over and he didn't deal with it. So he's bringing all his issues to the next relationship. So like, I think that's his problem. I don't think he's like a violent person.
But the world is
I still don't have a
abuser. There's red flags. It's like crazy. The guy
that was you
like
though.
Smacked her up against the right. Well,
that
I
was
said
like
he was angry.
Right
he seemed angry.
Son.
Yeah. Right. That's true.
I guess the one thing I can't figure out is why she looked like she was held hostage during the reunion. Like she looked so uncomfortable. And then we look on Instagram, it does not look like that at all. That's the thing I can't connect.
I think it could just be maybe the stress of the day. Those reunions seem like a nightmare.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe she just got her period and she's tired. I don't know.
All right. Let's get into it. You want to, do you want to talk this latest Potomac maybe?
Yeah.
The internet's on fire. Okay. About this. The end. Here's what I'll say. Everyone knows I hate Wendy. Can't stand Wendy. I do not think anyone deserves to get a drink thrown in their face. She did not deserve that at that moment. However, to me, the way she kept talking, I guess it's like when you're running your mouth like she was and just antagonizing, you are choosing to put yourself in a position where you don't know how that person's going to react, because you don't know if somebody's a fucking fighter. And if you talk in their ear for a minute and a half, they're going to get up and punch you. You know what I mean? Like she just,
was she antagonizing before Mia went crazy though? Not really.
Not before she threw the drink, but after that.
What do you
that,
expect after you get your drink thrown on your panic
mode?
Yeah, but
she wouldn't shut the fuck up. It was just like,
I'm on her side.
Wow. I could not stand her. I was just like, if you don't shut up,
I think it's edited that way.
What Robin was doing was obscene, like with the filming and the yelling.
They
and like
hate
Robin
her for no reason, really. Everybody hates her. Maybe she's more obnoxious in person. I just think if someone's got a drink on me and like your anger, your blood would be boiling. It depends on who you are. Like you might be quiet. I would want to cry and be like, all these people, no one's my friend here. I felt bad for her.
Yeah, it's just if somebody throws a drink on you and then you're going to talk shit for 20 minutes. I don't know if that's
what are you supposed
to
do? You know, they're starting
again,
to
though, you
with
don't
you.
Know, is she going to charge you again? Like you're
well, Wendy was ready to take it.
Right. But like, you're putting yourself in this like antagonistic, angry position where it's like, I found her commentary obnoxious
it,
and I wanted her to shut the fuck up.
I think it's because you hate her though, too.
I know,
if it happened to someone else, I think it would feel different. I take it as an attack and like, what else is she supposed to do? She's with all these bitches on vacation and I thought she was kind of standing up for herself when she was really no one else was standing up for her.
Yeah, because no one likes her.
She must be really obnoxious in person. Yeah. I don't hate her the way everyone does. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yelling like, I'm the winner. I'm the winner. And then Robin's like, she baited you into it. Like Robin was not helping the situation at all. Robin and Giselle are very problematic. When they feel like they don't like somebody, they will. The double standard of the behavior is like hilarious.
They're
to me.
Nuts.
Like, they did not see anything wrong with Mia.
They're very Kyle Richards.
Yes. Where it's like,
right?
What are you doing?
I
just
feel like a lot of people might, maybe she comes across condescending and things to people. I guess she was kind of annoying. Like when we first met her, maybe I felt like with her body work and all that, people they hate her for, I don't know why. I mean, whatever. People just rub people the wrong way. I feel like this was the first time we've ever really seen the real Wendy, or when she was on the phone and she was kind of, they caught her in the hot mic moment. I feel like Wendy is really one of the housewives on that show who's really on camera. She knows she's on camera putting on a scene, like she's acting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you don't resonate with her too. I feel like
she just comes
across fake.
Yeah, there's like, and I just feel like she's always on, right? She's putting like, she's like, to your point, I think she knows she's on camera. She's always ready for the scene. I mean, Mia was trying to trap her there. The way she hunted Peter down, like Peter wasn't trying to have this conversation.
Mia's
the way
mental.
She's like hunted him down to like get the tea. And then she's like, brings it up at the table. Like all that shit was like,
are you
Mia's
on
out
Peter
of line,
or 100%. Or Wendy's side with the text message?
I mean,
is that real? Is Peter like, she wanted to know the location, and then then people online are like, well, here he is getting a lawsuit that he defrauded another person, and all she wants to see is the location, and he doesn't want to show it to her. If that's real, we don't know.
Right. I think it takes two to tango. I think if you're choosing to go into business with Peter Thomas, you've already made a poor decision.
I think it's a bad decision. Right.
It seems sketchy.
Listen to your husband. And like, why does everybody say Wendy's broke? I don't. What do they know? They're all broke.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody's wealthy on that show.
No, nobody's Beverly Hills wealthy on this show at all.
Or even close.
I don't know. I just.
Or even Jersey.
Like Mia's approach.
Maybe they are.
Is weird. I really.
Mia comes across so cracky and hookerish.
She's not at the class. This sounds fucked up, but like, I don't consider her at the class level of the other women.
She's fun to watch, though.
Like, she's fun to watch. I mean, her, like, fighting with her friend, that was weird.
I thought
like, their vibe is real.
I don't
off.
Like it. She's really mean. Right. Like, she's trying to work up to those women, and then she's putting her friend down like she's above her. How did her poor friend get wrapped up into this trip?
I don't know.
Her friend does need to bring her own shit. We're not sharing deodorant. No one's using my deodorant. No one's using my toothbrush.
Oh, I'll share a deodorant all day. I'm not sharing a toothbrush.
I would throw it out. I would never use a deodorant again.
Really?
Maybe, I mean, Tyler, that's it.
Putting deodorant on their clean. I would never, I don't know. But I don't have an issue.
Armpit is never really clean. It's like the crooks. Okay. Might as well wipe your vagina.
If you get out of the shower
it.
And you ask to use my deodorant, I don't really care.
I never would.
Okay. Interesting.
It's just interesting. Toothbrush. Like when I was younger, I remember being in like this, I must be nuts. Third, fourth, fifth grade. Second grade, people would use my chapstick and I would let them because I was too scared to say no. And then I would throw out the chapstick because I never wanted to use it again. I have had issues ever since I was a kid.
Oh, I
like the way Mia came out in that red dress. She is goofy. I don't mean to say hooker. I mean hooker in the best way. Like you can't take the strip. You could take the stripper out of the strip club, but you can't take the stripper out of the girl. I don't mind her. I feel bad for her really when I'm watching. She comes across sad. I'm so happy. I felt like I was a jerk when I was watching her and Peter, but she kind of this is going to sound horrible, but this is the way I felt. Like she leads with her vagina when she's talking with Peter. Like she was trying to get her pheromones in him. Like she just talks in a sexual way. And maybe she's just sexy, like a Jessica Rabbit type-esque feel. But other people online were like, they've definitely fucked. I don't think they have. I think she is true to this husband, but
yeah.
It did feel like Peter was like kind of saying like, tell your man I said hi. I don't know. And I don't, a man and a woman can't talk. It's just the instinct I got from it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Did you get that at all? Or was it just friendly convo? Just,
her vibe her is family. Kind of like, yeah, she's just kind of flirty, I think. Right. I don't know about Mia.
He's
I
my did family. Love, though, He's my
Karen
family.
In between them when they're throwing the drink. God. And they're like, Karen, how did it miss you? And she's like, because God loves me. To that, I love.
And the way she would break into "Happy Birthday" was
singing herself "Happy Birthday." And you know, I'm the 5'9", 5'9", baby, 5'9". It's like, God, oh, she's hilarious.
Yeah. They made a big mistake. I've never disliked a housewife like I like dislike Charisse. Nothing against her. I just don't want to. I feel bad. I don't want to watch her. I don't care about her story.
She's taking up Karen. Space. She also like she's one of those people. The issue with these friends of bullshit. Is you don't get any of their life. You only get them inserted into like these group scenes and she just doesn't bring anything to the table. I don't care about her and Karen at all.
Still talking about her dumb champagne bar. Nobody wants a champagne bar. Nobody's going.
I'm
not shitting in front of my husband and
okay,
I never will.
I was just going to bring that up. Nor That's will gross. I ever. No, I am sorry.
Unless there's a baby coming out of my body and I can't not stop it. I'm not shitting. And he doesn't want me to. He would be like, you're disgusting.
If I was in the bathroom with the door open, like shitting and Torian walked in, he would literally like, I don't
even
know what
you're doing.
It would blow his mind. Like I would never do that ever. And I mean, farting is one thing, but like shitting your open door just on the toilet. What's the point of that?
It's different.
You can talk through a door.
Even a mother daughter, I don't want to see my mom's vagina and tits.
No.
I have in my life and it's ingrained in my brain and it doesn't need
Robin
to.
Robin walking around naked in front of her teenage boys. I don't think that's appropriate. That's just my opinion.
No, I don't either.
Like
if a boy can get a boner, he doesn't need, not that he would be sexually attracted to his mom, but
no, but you don't know the kind
don't
of issues
need to be
that's
around.
Gonna present to your kid right. Like down the line. I just like I
a
don't
girl
think
gets naked
is
like you're not as hot as
parents
my mom.
Naked. Like past a certain age.
We're not in a commune. This isn't freaking Shameless here.
I don't know.
Interesting. Ashley doing her TikToks cracking me up.
Love
Ashley's
it.
Body, unbelievable.
She's getting
God's
content.
Gift.
She's taking pictures. I also loved her at the table, just finishing her food, eating away. Can I get another glass of wine? Like unbothered. It's hilarious.
See, these housewives, they just live on the camera, except for Wendy. Wendy does seem to perform a little bit.
Yeah.
But the other, they're like Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City really knows the cameras are there and they're never not going to, it feels like. Do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we'll talk about Salt Lake. I found this episode pretty comedic. Like, the fact...
I don't even remember what happened.
Let's see. Is there anything else on Potomac before we talk Salt Lake?
It's interesting. I found it interesting that Mia never brought up what's our girl from Atlanta who was married to Peter?
Nene?
No.
Oh, God, I can't think of her name. Cynthia.
And how long ago was that? Was that more than 10 years ago that him and Cynthia were married?
Yeah.
And I feel like Mia became friends with Peter to always have the end goal of getting on Potomac or getting on a Housewives show.
I think she's
How did
there's
that
like
happen?
A, you know, I think there's a network amongst all these people, the clubs, okay, and she's a stripper and like, you know, all that shit, like, it's probably in the mix, you know. I feel like her and Nene would be friends, if that makes sense. Like, Nene's now in that kind of lifestyle with that dude she's with and the, like, you know.
Right, it's like, right. It's a whole circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Peter, I don't think he's a scammer. But maybe when you just get involved with that much, things fall through the cracks and then things get public.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, there's something about Peter where I'm just kind of like, eh.
Yeah. I do think he's adorable, though. I really like him.
Yeah.
I think Cynthia should have stayed married to him. At the dinosaur exhibit.
We'll get back together.
But the rooms. I don't know where that you'd stay where you have 9 rooms, but they need
to. They're not downtown. They're not on South Beach. They're like not barely in Miami. They have to look across to see the skyline.
Are they on like a bay or something?
Yeah, they're like somewhere else. And then I don't think you should have adults who are on a television show with this much, like, they're making money. Like, give them each a room.
And this many years.
Yeah.
They're veterans at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think, Giselle with the whole Chris thing from last episode last week, we never talked about this. It does make me, I wish they would focus more on Giselle and how, I guess she does have this successful, I think, makeup line or something that's all over whatever she sells. They really show nothing about Giselle except for her trying to tear people's lives down. It's starting to wear on me. And
that's
Robin is becoming super unlikable to me.
Yeah.
And this whole thing with Chris and Candace is really staying calm when she set aside Giselle at the winery. I thought that was a funny little scene, but I don't appreciate this. It does feel like a fake takedown.
Well, did you see this episode? She like the ass comment where she was like, oh, didn't you say he like grabbed her ass?
Right.
And it's like, no, she didn't fucking say that. That's a really good point about like not showing Giselle's life. I think I am finding myself exhausted by Robin and Giselle's bullshit because they're not like those in class houses. Don't throw stones or whatever the fuck. Like, shut up. Like, neither of your lives are in a position where you can be talking shit about people and just like, focus on your own shit. Get your house in order. I don't like, it's very
Juan hates you, Robin. It's on film.
Literally.
He's only with you, so he doesn't have to not see his kids. That's the only reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Their shtick is starting to get old to me. Even when they were like the two of them were in the bed talking to Ashley or whatever, it's just like they don't have there's not the warmness I feel like when I watch Sonia and Ramona, for example. Like,
oh no.
Two buddies, just, you know, it's like it's not the same. I don't know.
Giselle's coming across, she's starting to look sad.
And
Robin's just like, she's just useless.
It's coming across desperate.
I wonder if they would ever get rid of Robin and keep Giselle, because Giselle would, she needs to always be there. I can't imagine them ever getting rid of her.
Right.
We don't need Robin, or do we? And no. We just don't know it.
I don't think we need her. It was funny, though, when she was filming that shit. I saw so many people on Twitter were like, Karen, what a fucking Karen. I was just like, I thought it was funny because it's like, bitch, what are you doing? You have the footage. There's literally a camera here. What do you mean he said, she said? Like, somebody's filming this. Why are you filming it? So weird.
It was fun footage how they did use it, it looked like, right? And then they put that whole thing.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun episode.
Salt Lake City. It was. Okay. I could care less about this choir. I think I wrote that down like 6 times.
Big
choir,
mistake.
Who cares? Huge mistake.
Why?
The one part that was pure comedy to me, though, was them warming up, like trying to do their vocal exercises, and Heather Lisa like fighting. That's like an all-time housewife moment to me. Just the preposterousness of like they didn't choose to leave. They like everybody's singing. They're just
screaming
there
over each other.
That was hilarious. I guess I appreciate
Heather. Like when Lisa walks in, Heather is like, "Oh, thanks for coming." And then in her confessional, she's like, "I hate her so much."
Yeah,
just say like, just be real, Heather. You're so fake.
It's a bad season.
Really coming through.
It's a real bad season. She doesn't, it comes like, listen, I am not a Whitney defender by any means.
I know.
If I could change anyone's voice in the world, it would be hers. I just can't stand it. But when she's like, what she's trying to communicate to Heather, I feel her on, which is like,
I do.
You really like, you just didn't see what I was going through at all. You still don't. And like, Heather really doesn't give a fuck. And then with Lisa, it's like, I don't even know what you guys are fighting about. I missed the whole tweet thing. So I'm not quite sure what even happened, but it's like, you guys are like, Heather's just like, and then you're inviting her to the choir, either be a dick and like get rid of her, or I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Every great season of Housewives, it's straightforward. You don't have to sit here and think about, put a puzzle together of what the hell they're fighting about. And then they lose me. Then I zone out. Because I really don't care after 15 years of watching women. It just should just be easy, fun fights. Not somebody's dad was in hospice and the timeline. I don't give a fuck.
Right. I can't follow the timeline. I can't follow what they're actually even upset about. I don't know.
I can't help but love Lisa Barlow, though. I do every time I hear her sing Away in a Manger. I crack up. She's really hilarious with it.
She is funny. Them trying to hit those notes, like when they finally sang at the end, I was like, oh God, you guys should have been practicing more.
And the whole Angie Harrington thing is a weird storyline.
I don't care about that. I also like the chick that I guess, is it Jen fighting with Dania or something that like Meredith is friends with, and they're yelling at each other when she's like trying to invite her to San Diego. There's just like, I guess some of this beef, I haven't paid attention enough to like track what the fuck's going on.
Right. Who is Jen? Why are you yelling at her? I can't wait to see them in San Diego, but
to me,
hopefully it heats up. It looks like it will heat up. They're building up to something, hopefully.
Yeah. That does it. So are they implying that Heather gets hit? Is that what happens?
They make it seem like Jen is like jiggling the lock and then pops her, like Mike Tyson's her. But I don't,
face.
I feel like, I don't know if Jen would do that. And Heather would be the type to not press charges.
How many episodes are we into this? 7, 8? Feels like a lot.
God.
If the second half of the season trailer is like to keep you in, I feel like it was kind of like, keep going, something's gonna happen. Fucking give me a tight Love is Blind season of the shit we need to see. I don't need to see men trying to have fellowship in a barbecue and don't know how to talk to each other. Like, there's just so much white noise in the show that it makes it hard for me to actually concentrate on what's going on.
I agree. All we need is Coach Shaw to talk to Jen Shaw. That's enough. It's already heartbreaking to see the poor guy. And people say, why are we not
one of the
attacking
nicest people alive?
I love him. And he genuinely seems so nice.
He really does. And I don't understand what he deserved to be hitched to Jen and this fuckery. Because the way he was talking, like, even, you know, when he's there, he's like, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. So whatever he gave me for a reason. And I'm going to take that burden. It's just like, God, you literally seem like the nicest guy alive.
He does. He really does. It doesn't seem fake either. And I think Jen is just kind of she secretively fucked them over. And her poor kids have to pay the price, and he does too. Do you see him sticking by her and going to visit her and not having another woman?
If we don't get...
It depends on how much time she gets, huh?
If we get no explanation of why she suddenly flip from I'm innocent, innocent, and innocent to taking a guilty plea, I will flip out.
Right.
That if there's no other reason for this show this season, it is that. And if they don't give us that, it's really gonna fucking piss me off, because I don't think they'll invite her to the reunion, because like, she pled guilty now. So I think she's like persona non grata.
Right. They're pretty much, you're fucking dumb. Which it's so funny that they have to wait till she pleads guilty for that.
I know.
But they say, why don't we treat him like we treat Erica Jane? It's like, because Erica Jane acts like a total asshole. Poor Coach Shaw, it seems genuinely like a poor victim.
Yes. I don't believe he knew anything.
No.
If he did,
I think he would have set her straight.
Academy Award, because he's acting.
I think he would have told her to get out or I'm leaving.
Right.
I really don't
think so, too.
He seems like that one of the nicest house husbands in the whole series. I can't think of one that seems nicer.
I don't know.
And
I just,
they're trying to jersey the husbands up and give us a scene.
Oh, so boring. I was like, these people are dead on arrival.
And Jen Barlow's husband, the only interesting thing that you have going for you is your wife. Shut the fuck up. I never want to hear you
speak.
Jen
Barlow. Lisa Barlow.
What's her name? Lisa Barlow. Lisa Barlow is the only thing. She's nuts. She's the only one that really comes across, her and Jen. And that's why they shine through, because they're so real. And maybe Whitney. Maybe Whitney is that dumb. I don't know. I know. I don't like Whitney, but I'm out like on her side with Heather.
Voice. I just can't stand it. She says anything. Like if
and
I
having
was her
sex
kid
on camera,
I just
her
like
husband.
Her telling me to do something. That's my mom. I'd be like, you're a joke. I just can't with her voice. But that's like, that's fucked up, because I know women are judged like very heavily. Like your voice as a woman is like a big, you know, determining factor on how people perceive you. So like, I feel bad, but I can't deal with it. All right.
Yeah. That voice never,
never.
It never gets lower. Imagine.
Just like
she should be doing cartoon work.
Yeah. She should be a great like Disney princess.
Or a phone sex operator, for real. Not even joking.
Right. Right. Yeah. She'd be excellent at that.
If that even exists anymore, who knows, with the internet. It's a dying.
All right. Let's talk Winterhouse. Jessica can get the fuck out of here with her hate on Lindsay and her goddamn eye patches. And I just like, I want her to go away.
How dare
she? This episode made me very uncomfortable. Carl and Lindsay should not have come. Like, everyone
Carl
hates
in that
them.
Ice skating suit.
I can't.
Was the biggest turnoff. I am so grossed out by him. He does not come across straight. If that's wrong to say, then light me up. I don't fucking care. I don't know. Lindsay seems like a fucking beard. It seems odd. And maybe the ice skating suit was it, but Luke looks hot and sexy.
Off. Everyone ice hates skating. Them. No one wants them.
Yeah, you
there.
Could feel it through the TV, right?
Nobody would come downstairs. They're like hosting their little party, like the vitriol for them, and like it's really uncomfortable. I don't know why they put themselves in the position to come on this show. Like, they could have, if it was Luke and Kyle and Amanda, it would have been fine. No one else can even tolerate looking at them. Sierra's a straight up bitch to them. I mean, there's just
Sierra
like
needs
the energy
to go too.
The energy is horrible. It made me so uncomfortable. Like,
why does Austin, I find it hilarious, Austin could give a shit about Sierra, but he's really worked up over Lindsay. Does he know that Lindsay's a main character and she's more beloved? It will give him more of a storyline, or does he just care that much more?
I mean, they were deep friends for a long time, right?
Right. It's just more, it's heavier. Okay.
So he said he fell asleep and then her hand was on his dick when he woke up, like a molestation. Is that what he was implying?
Like and then he woke up and said no. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry.
There's a real mean, there's like a mean girl's energy to this crowd and how they talk about people. And like,
yeah,
just like him telling the secrets to the people he knows hates Lindsay. It's like, Austin, why are you blowing
up? He's a bitch.
And like them with the timeline, it's like, well, technically they weren't fucking together. So she was drunk at a wedding trying to grab his dick. She was drunk at a wedding trying to grab his dick. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't mean she's a cheater. Like, I don't know.
Craig, didn't you, weren't you sleeping with Naomi when you were with Paige? Hello?
Right. Fuck off. Ugh. It's just when they said, like, when Jess was like, I mean, honestly, like, she could be my mom or my aunt. I'm like, fuck off. She's
what
like,
planet. On Jerry Springer.
And then Craig being like, yeah, when people are saying like you look like Lindsay, like that's not the nicest thing. It's like nobody,
fuck you, Craig.
Lindsay objectively is attractive. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, right? Am I wrong? Like,
no,
she's not ugly.
She's
you
gorgeous.
Look at
and she
like,
looks better
she
than ever.
Makeup. She really does.
She has blossomed into a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. good luck, Paige, when you break up with Craig, because he's a petty little bitch. Good luck.
He really is.
And if you marry him, it will even being married to him would be a nightmare. I'm sorry. Yeah. He's a nightmare.
He's such a nightmare. This season has what he's confirmed. Become. I've turned on Paige and I have fully turned back on Craig. I always flip flop with Craig, but I'm back on the like hate train.
And Paige apologizing to her. I thought it was nice, but she's still a bitch. I don't think it was needed because Paige was if you were really being nice, what are you apologizing for?
Exactly. That's how you felt. Own your truth that you called her a bitch and walked out and was like, I'm fucking sick of this shit. That's who you are, Paige. That's what I feel like.
And Jessica.
Don't act like you're suddenly nice.
Right. I think Paige would come across kind of scary, but I don't know if she even realizes that.
What I did like Carl
head is
saying,
probably huge.
Oh, yeah. When Carl was like, listen. This house is like a cesspool. You know, the older I get, I like more of a tight ship, but this ship is sinking. I don't understand why they chose to pop in here. It seemed like a bad choice.
He gives off such Will. I feel bad saying that. I don't know if it's wrong, but Will and Grace energy. Will, I don't know. And she's Grace.
Yeah, there is just. I don't feel like he's a beard, but I thought maybe if I saw them. Because like they came to get, we actually haven't seen them as a couple, you know, and it felt weird. And it felt like even when Lindsay started crying, talking about like, I wish everyone could feel this type of love. I just like didn't, I don't know why I didn't buy it.
Who says that?
I don't know.
That makes me hate you when you say that. I wish it's like setting you up for failure.
Yeah. I don't know.
And also she looked lit in an Instagram picture I saw of her. Not that she's supposed to stay sober forever, but this could be wrong too. But I just find it like kind of, it's nice to stay sober for your person, but he needs to stay sober, whatever. But just because
himself,
like you're in a relationship now, you got to be sober too. Cause he is just, I don't know. It's nice, but
I did like pathetic. When she said, like, I started doing it cause he was struggling. Like I would do that. Like if Dorian was sober and like, but I don't drink really. So like, it would be an easy choice for me to like support somebody like that. Like I would easily, like if somebody wanted me to not drink, I'd be like, okay, totally fine. But like for Lindsay, it seems like that's part of their lifestyle. Like she lives in New York. She's out all the time. Like, I mean, the way they drink on Summer House and Winter House, like they're obviously like, a drinking crew.
I'm pregnant. So my husband can't drink for 10 months either.
Yeah.
That's how absolutely. I took it. It's nice, but
well, I get
also
it from like,
kind of like pathetic. I want to be in a relationship so bad. I won't drink either to make sure this relationship works.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a key though.
That's the wrong way to think. I think
they both need to be sober, whoever he's with. Cause I think he does like, I think he struggles more than we see. And he works in the alcohol business. So he needs like a place that's like a safe, sober.
That's dumb though. Right.
I know.
Don't be a freaking recovering alcoholic and then go sell booze. Tempting it doesn't fate. Make sense. I know. It's like a horny. I won't say
I did like what Paige said. I don't crazy. Fuck her. I don't need to compliment her about Jessica. I thought that was hilarious.
What does that
I
even
agree.
Mean? You don't compliment me. All it would mean is I don't feel welcomed. What am I going to compliment you for? I got to tell you how pretty you are. Fuck off.
I mean, okay. If you, me and you see each other, like I saw you the other day, I was like, love your pants. Those are cute. But like, I'm not like, holy shit, Justine, you look fucking hot. I want to fuck you. You know what I mean?
But every single time we see each other, you say, hey, I've missed you. Or like, but if you don't really know someone, you just say, hey, how's your day going?
Yeah,
the compliment's a weird thing to say out loud.
It was a very odd point.
Maybe she got nervous.
How she felt unwelcome. It was like, what? What are you fucking saying? I don't know.
It's really messed up for her to say that because. What I think in my head, she looks like someone, I have said this before, who was on meth and it never leaves their face.
She's not that cute to me. And I don't like her vibe and I do not like the way she talked about Lindsay. And I don't like her desperation around this dude who's like not even hot.
Paige should say something like, don't talk like that to someone.
Right. I can't remember his
Corey,
name, friend. Corey.
Faceless. Yeah. Useless.
Yeah.
Rachel and Jason, mm-hmm. He could have slit her throat. Be careful with those ice skates. That's why I'm almost ice skating is scary.
What happened?
Hockey. He went under her legs or something and cut her face with his ice skates.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The ice skating scene, put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Stop it. Winterhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winterhouse to me is a bore compared to Summerhouse.
Yeah.
They're failing. They needed Tom and Tom. We have such a great pool of Bravo kids. We don't need new people. Jason's boring. Why did you bring Jason back?
Honestly, we've interviewed how many people? I don't even know. We've probably done 50 plus interviews over the time we've had the podcast. I've never been more bored than we interviewed Jason. It was like talking to
super
paint drying on a wall, gave you nothing, no emotion, no.
He looks
like
a lot cuter on the Zoom though than he does even on the show.
True. Yeah.
He comes across so dorky on the right.
Yeah. Never been more bored. And he gave us nothing too. It was like he didn't want to talk
about
anything.
Oh, he was such an asshole. He was kind of a dick about it. And now he's upset about Lindsay. And Lindsay dropped him when she ghosted him. And I can understand. It's very emotional. Maybe she just was ready to move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel bad for him that he was ready to be a
dad. This episode was like largely uncomfortable for me because like I am rooting for Lindsay and Carl. Like, we love Lindsay. I want Carl to be happy and sober and whatever, but watching them just get like worked in this house and like nobody wanted them there was like, fuck, this
and
is
wake
so
up,
uncomfortable.
Lindsay.
Like, and she didn't even like, it's almost like Lindsay's been replaced by like a peaceful version of her. Like, I feel like if she walked into Summer House and was being treated like that, she'd be like, what the fuck's everybody's problem? Let's fucking go. Like, she came in like very like, oh, hello, here, have
that's
a spaghetti
why her and Carl
squash.
Gotta go.
Also, don't give me fucking half a spaghetti squash with sausage in it and act like I'm supposed to kiss your feet for cooking. That's not fucking dinner. I don't want that. Offensive.
Spaghetti squash to me, I don't want to eat it. And maybe if it's good somewhere, but the average person can't make spaghetti squash that probably even that tastes decent.
It's just
right?
Okay.
It's
it just absorbs whatever you put on it. I ate some of it. It was fine. I prefer pasta.
I'm young. I'll eat some pasta. I'm okay. Right. I'll go for a walk.
Don't give me a low carb meal when I'm about to like drink my body weight.
Freaking
like,
Rachel Ray over here.
Right.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, Andy Cohen said, made it seem like on Watch What Happens Live that first Amanda and Paige, when on Watch What Happens Live, Amanda said that
Lindsay's
is
rude
to
fans,
to the people, which shocker. Are you shocked? Then Lindsay went crazy all over the internet, which
I saw.
Love.
She put up like,
you can feel her fire, right?
Like mean, all these pictures was hilarious.
Then Kyle went on Watch What Happens Live and kind of stood up for Amanda. But then Andy pretty much said that Lindsay got into a fight with the Bravo workers at Comic-Con, which you got to love. She was arguing with
BravoCon?
Them. Yeah.
About?
He didn't get into it, but that's what he alluded to. It just makes me laugh. She's just a tornado wherever she goes.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. I would expect her to kind of be an asshole, especially if Carl's there because she's probably
she's
trying to like,
Jr.
keep him away from chicks. Yeah. Yeah.
And her, I feel bad for her and Danielle. Yeah. I love her. She's great TV.
Yeah. Great television.
I can't wait to see her and Austin fight.
It's going to be good. That's it. Is that it? Yep.
Yeah,
we'll be back. We see there's a new Love After Lockup coming. We might check it out for you folks.
Our biggest problem is what's her name? Marcelino and
Brittany.
What's her name? Brittany. If their thing was fake and they're living peacefully in Florida now, and what is she punching her friend for a TV show then?
Oh, is that the rumor? They're still together? I didn't know this.
Yeah, they live in Florida together.
God.
They moved to Florida together. So they obviously none of that shit was real.
Right, right.
Was she punching her friend fake? Is this WWE now? And after that girl came out and said all those things.
Yep.
Kayla.
Yeah. That they filmed like that, all that was fake. Yeah,
it's all fake. You don't have to do it, but you can.
Right. No.
It feels like it's jumped the shark.
Yeah, I think so.
Sadly, it's heartbreaking.
Well,
I'll watch this new season.
This
see
is what has happened to us though with most of these shows, right? The same thing with 90 Day, which is like it was real, and then
no coming back.
They know what they had, and it becomes fake, and like that's when we have to jump the ship because # no fakeness here,
or at least fool us.
Yeah, or just shut the fuck up and don't say anything, and then I'll pretend it's real. I just don't want to see the other. Don't break the fourth wall and show me it's like staged. Then I'm over it. All right, guys. We love you.
How did none of the Love After Lockupers ever tell us that?
I know. That's true. Well,
we never asked.
Because what do you mean? We also had like we producers know. On the line every time. Remember, we did ask questions like, that's do true. They ever set? And they're like, no, they like, you know.
That's true.
And
needs a firecracker, we should also like ask to like, blow the ship up.
WE TV was always on the line, which makes you think right. they probably were keeping their eyes out.
Out to her and she didn't respond. I'm going to reach out to her again. I'd love to talk to her.
That'd be great.
Get a breakdown of what they asked of her.
All right, everyone. Happy Turkey Day if you celebrate. And if you're in the old Americas, have a great time. Stuff your face. We'll be back this weekend talking more shit. Until then, we love you.